Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah, everybody. Let's give God the highest praise. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank you again, all my listeners out in radio land, for tuning in. Glory to God. We're going to have an awesome show on today. I hope you brought your papers and pencils and take notes. You know, it's nothing like taking a note, then you can go back and read it. You know, when you go to the grocery store, sometimes when you go, you forget what? Forget what you went at. Glory to God. So it's always good to take notes. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead on with my announcements on today. If you didn't tune in yesterday, you missed a treat. There was a special guest on Faith Come By Hearing, glory to God, and it was awesome, awesome show. Amen. Elder Bertha Askew had some visitors on her show yesterday, and if you missed it, you missed a treat. But make sure you don't miss Elder now. Elder comes on every Saturday. She's still spreading the word of God. Nothing's changed. Hallelujah. So come on in and get in where you fit in. It's Faith Come By Hearing. It comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And if you move on down just a little bit further on Sunday, I am Prophetess Martha Williams. We are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And there's a 30-minute break between there, and then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And if you move on up just a little bit on Tuesday, I call them the Wild Team. Glory to God. My God, if you miss these shows, you are missing a treat, because God is moving. You know, sometimes just because people can't physically touch, amen, you know, and sometimes you may not can put a face to it. Glory to God. But let me help you out. If you go on Facebook, you'll see everybody's picture. Amen. The whole Wild Team group picture. Amen. So don't say you can't put a picture to the face. Glory to God. But you can. Go on Facebook and you'll see it. I know some say they don't have a Facebook page. Well, I understand that. Glory to God. But those of you who do, you can go on and look and you'll see all the team members. Hallelujah. Now, if you move up on Tuesday, we have Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, you can hook up with them on Facebook, inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. You can inbox them, and they will get back with you. It won't take them a year to get back with you. They'll get back with you right away. If you need all this and you know what you need, just go ahead and inbox them and let them know what your need is, and they'll get back with you. They'll call you. Amen. They'll text you, whatever you desire. You know, some people don't like you to call them. They want you to text them. Amen. There's a lot of texting going on nowadays. Glory to God. But just go ahead, amen, and let them know how you would like for them to contact you, and they will. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to come on in and be a partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many perks from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it starts all back over again for only $25 or more. Glory to God. Come on and see what you'll get. Hallelujah. You'll be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for. Glory to God. Yes, he can call your name out in the spirit. Yes, he can. Amen. But don't you want your name to be targeted on the prayer list? Glory to God. That way, you know, when they go down, well, you know, Lord, I am praying for JJ. You know, he's a member, Lord. He has sent his money in, and he wants to be a partner. So we want to touch bases, Lord God, with you, Lord, in heaven to pray for JJ, Lord God. What JJ is asking you for, Lord God, give it to him, Lord. Only you know, Lord God. And he will drop whatever it is JJ in need of in your spirit, and then you can call it out, whether it's finances, whether it's car, whether it's money, whether it's honey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's just the way our God works. My God, my God. So I encourage you to come on in and be a partner. Amen. And I want to just piggyback just a little bit. I forgot, Minister Elaine is an author. So I still encourage you to go over and get the book before they are all sold out. So you want to go ahead and get your copy. Amen. And read it. Amen. It's a good read. And if you don't know how to get the book, you can contact any of us. Hallelujah. Ain't no shame over here. Glory to God. We are supportive ministry, supporting one another. So if you don't know how to get the book, you can contact me or any of the Wild Team members, and we will get you in contact with Ministry Lane so you can get a copy of her book. It's on Amazon. So if you need us, just go ahead, amen, and just email me or any of the other Wild Team members, and we will get you over to her so you can get your copy. Amen. With all those announcements in mind, we're going to go ahead on, amen, with prayer on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, please press the 1. Press the 1 so we can bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, we serve such an awesome God. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. You know, God is still moving. And he's still working. He don't forget, hallelujah, your labor of love. He sees what you do and how you do it. You know, I don't know why, you know, sometimes people think that he don't see what's going on. He see what's going on. He see what's happening in the world today. He see all this, you know, everybody talking about the pandemic, this and, you know, and everything, and ain't nothing wrong with that, but just still be safe, hallelujah, because it's not over. So make sure you wear your mask at all times, hallelujah. Don't forget it. You know, some say, well, I went off and forgot it, so it's okay. No, it's not okay. Make sure if you ain't got it, you don't have it, amen, in your car, truck, whatever, van, whatever you got, make sure you put some spares, hallelujah, now and then you'll have them. My God. So don't leave home without it. Because I see a lot of times people aren't wearing them. Well, I forgot it. No. Make sure you got another one, a spare, somewhere in your pocket, in your purse, in your something. So that way you can go on, amen, cover yourself up and keep it moving. You do your part and God will do his. Yes, we believe. Yes, we are covered under the blood. Hallelujah. And the blood ain't lost its flavor nor its savor. So I encourage you to continue on to be safe. Amen. Hallelujah. I have a caller that's pressed the 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see. Caller 465. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see if we can bring the caller in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Caller 465, you are live and on the air. I can't hear you. I can't hear you, caller. Hello? I can't hear you. Well, we're going to try to bring the caller in a little bit later. We can't really hear him right now, but we'll try again in a few minutes. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead on. Let's open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for this glorious day, oh Father. We thank you, Lord, how you made, oh death, get back and behave, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, for your strength in these last days and evil days, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you, God, to raise up those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who are seeking your faith, who are seeking to be raised up by you, Lord, in these last and evil days, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you the praise because of who you are and what you are, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, and it shall endure forever right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for everyone all across the nation, Lord God, those that are in need of a prayer, Lord God, those that are in need of finances, oh Lord, we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, give them wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, to listen and have a listening ear, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, to where to go, Lord God, and what to do, because some don't know where to go, and some don't know what to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, for those that know where to go and what to do, Lord God, put them, Lord God, in their path so they can lead and guide them, Lord God. They can tell them which way to go and what to do and how to do it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I come against that spirit, Lord God, of selfishness, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let them not be selfish and not want to share the information that they have, Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory, and we give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high, because we know if it had not been for you on our side, right now, in the name of Jesus, we wouldn't be here on today. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we give you the highest praise. We give you the hallelujah praise, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we pray for the children, Lord God, those that are in school and those that are out of school, Lord God. Give them, Lord God, knowledge and wisdom and understanding, Lord God, that this is for their own good. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, protect those that's in the school, the teachers, Lord God. Oh my God, the workers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, put your hedge of protection around them in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for we know that you're an awesome God. We know that you're right now, God. We know that you're God that can heal anything, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You can dry up cancer, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. You can make death get back and behave, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh my God, you can dry up any tumors, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare for those, Lord God, who have tumors, we say dry up right now in the name of Jesus, because we know we serve a miracle working God, and nothing is too hard for him, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord, that you're right now in our own time, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you share your glory with no one, oh God. But God, we know, Lord God, that you are a jealous God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory, Lord. We give you honor. We give you praise. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for a season of changes that's taking place. Even though our eyes sometimes just can't see, and sometimes it's hard for them to believe that changes are taking place. But God, we thank you for the changes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because changes happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you see it by faith. Oh, my God. Look at it with your spiritual eye, not your naked eye. Hallelujah. You see things so much in the natural, but you got to see them walking in the spirit realm. Glory to God. And you got to keep walking, hallelujah. Although man may say no, God will say yes. And sometimes he will say wait, glory to God. But every waiting period is not a denial. He's not going to deny you, hallelujah, glory to God, of that thing that you've been asking him for, but it just not be in the right time, hallelujah. Everything has to be in his time, in the right time. So whenever you step out and you step forth and you begin to do what you do and open up your businesses, you begin to say, Lord, that's him right there. Lord, that's her right there. You know, it all comes in timing. Hallelujah. Because you don't want to step out there, glory to God, and it ain't what he wants you to do right then, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because everything must be done decent and in order. And if God do it, if you do it God's way, decent and in order, it's going to come forth like what? Pure gold, glory to God. Hallelujah. And you won't have to worry about it. Hallelujah. My God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's try to get this caller one more time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller 465, you're live and on the air. Caller 465.
Hey, what's going on? You know, pops up.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's keep on keeping on. My God. Hallelujah. You know, Lord gave me a word before we got on. Amen. You know, someone needs to go back, hallelujah, and prioritize, because what I mean by prioritize, you put everything first before God, hallelujah. It may be a couple of people. You know, he was saying how you're paying, amen, everybody else for forgetting about paying him. You said, well, Lord, this all I got left, glory to God. Well, I can guarantee you, if you put him first, and you pay him first, glory to God, He'll make sure you got enough to do whatever it is that you want to do. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes the stuff that you want to do ain't the stuff that you need to do. But you got to go back and prioritize some stuff. Hallelujah. My God. You know, that's even bill paying. Hallelujah. That's putting God first and paying your tithes and your offering. And then when it come down, well, it's all I got and it's all I got left. Hallelujah. Now you need to start back at the top. If you just think about it now. If you get paid twice a month, glory to God, there's probably something that you can wait and pay the next time when you get paid. Hallelujah. It ain't going to be no big deal, but you can pay your tithes. Hallelujah. But you got to remember, you got to make sure that you're giving him his first. Because if you don't, you're going to always have a hole in your bucket. You know how it works. Hallelujah. Sometimes people say, well, I don't understand. I don't know how it works. You know how it works. You give God his and everything else will fall in place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Because that's just the type of God we serve. But you know, you have to have faith in him. If you prioritize and do what you're supposed to do first, hallelujah. That's even when you get up in the morning. What's the first thing you do? Hallelujah. You should be giving him glory, giving him honor, giving him praise for this new day that he allowed you to see. But instead, what you do, you reach over there and grab the phone. You reach over there and grab the remote. Hallelujah. Turn the TV on and say, Lord, I thank you for this new day. Just hold it for you. I'm sure whatever you're watching, news, whatever, glory, you may be watching. Hallelujah. Are you going to get up? Amen. And turn on your Johnny Taylor. Hold up. Wait a minute. Put Jesus first. And everything else will fall in place. If you put him first in the midst of that day, hallelujah, glory to God, then everything else will fall in place. You know, understand. Just think about it now. If you're cooking a cake, let's do a little baking here, glory to God, hallelujah. If you're cooking a cake, where's the main ingredients in that cake, hallelujah? What's going to make it sweet? Oh, my God. It's going to be sugar. Now, let me help you out. I don't like non-name brand. Glory to God. Mm-mm, don't do it. Hallelujah. It's got to be domino. It's got to be working for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to prioritize. Amen. The main ingredient in your day is what? Jesus Christ. Put him first. Prioritize in this season. Because if you don't, you're going to get left out. Hallelujah. A lot of things been going on around you, going, happening. That's because you've strayed away from what really is important. That main ingredient, that's Jesus Christ, the one that died on Calvary. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He shed his blood for you and me so that we may live and have life more abundantly. So prioritize and put him first. Glory to God. And let him know, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you for giving me this opportunity, Lord God, to be here. Lord, I thank you for dying on Calvary for me. I thank you for making death behave out of my life on today. I thank you, Lord God, that you are the Prince of Peace. I thank you, Lord, you can settle any lawsuits. Oh, glory to God. Somebody have some lawsuits. Glory to God. But you know what? You went, amen, astray. Now turn around, go back, prioritize. When you do get that lawsuit, listen up. Don't go and spend it all. Don't go and say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No. Amen. You got to take it, I always say, take it back to the cross. Remember Ananias and Sapphira when we preached on last week. Glory to God. Whenever they lied, they died. So I'm here to tell you, don't do it. Hallelujah. Prioritize and go back and make sure you give him heals first. You know, sometimes when people get money, they get funny. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to keep all this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to. Well, where is Jesus in this? Did you give him anything? Hallelujah. Where's the tent? Where is it? Hallelujah. And then the next thing you know, something's coming up here. You got to spend it here. Something's coming up there. He said, bring all ye tithes in the storehouse where there'll be meat on my table. He want meat on his table, glory to God. And what is it? Hallelujah. By you bringing your tithes and your offering into, amen, glory to God, wherever and whoever gave you that word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So go back and prioritize. Go back to the main ingredient, the main source, hallelujah, of what really matters, hallelujah, and watch everything else fall in place. Don't be, amen, one of the saints that go off and after you get your, hallelujah, let's just say you get everything that you ask God for and you get all you're asking him for, your lawsuits and all this stuff, it comes up and then, oh, man, I got it now. I'm living good. I'm living large and in charge. Guess what? You're going to get busted because you'll lose, amen, everything if you don't do right. Hallelujah. This is a season where the saints got to step up and be saints. Hallelujah. You can't be walking on the left field and expect to get blessings on the right. Good God Almighty. We don't serve that type of God. Glory to God. You can't be using God for, amen, your self-gain, because it's not for you to do that. You got to be using him, amen, for the kingdom of God, to further the kingdom of God, to see people being saved. That's not my sermon, but we're going to roll with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, you can't be using God just to make money, glory to God, and keep it for yourself. You can't be doing it, hallelujah, because you'll lose it all. Amen, glory to God. But go back to the main ingredients. Hallelujah. Go back, prioritize the main ingredients. Hallelujah. Amen, glory to God. We're going to go ahead. Amen, I'm going to be coming from chapter 12 of Romans. Excuse me, chapter 12 of Romans, glory to God. And the title of my message on today is, glory to God, giving your body to the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, some people will do anything and everything, hallelujah, but you don't prioritize what's really important. It's not you. It's not. You are to be a living sacrifice, amen, unto the Lord so he can use you, amen, to bring someone else in. But if they can't see your light shine, hallelujah, guess what? They're not coming, hallelujah. I said, well, you know what? I don't want none of that because she's looking poor over there. She's been like that all her life. I don't want that. Hallelujah, my God. Look at her. She tore up from the flow up. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I was telling someone, amen. I said, you know, amen, if you have your hair looking tore up from the flow up, your toes looking tore up from the flow up, and you're stepping out of a nice vehicle, I said, man, they'll talk about you. Glory to God. I said, no, we got to get this straight. Got to get it straight. Let's move on. Let's go to verse 1 of chapter 12 of Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let's deal with that word right there saying beseech. He's urgently, earnestly, seek God, earnestly giving God your body, earnestly asking God to use you. You know, sometimes people say, well, Lord, use me. You know, and you really don't mean it. Then when you start to go through the fire. You start to get all these things start to happen. Well, he said, well, first I got to make you. You want me to use you, so I need to make you first. Glory to God. And then he'll demand you to do some things, you know, and pull away from some people and pull you over to the right and tell you don't go back over there on the left side because you're going to run off the road on the wrong curb. Glory to God. And then you'll be like, Lord, why me? Then you ask him to use you. Said, Lord, I don't want no more of that. No, don't turn around then. But if you're earnestly and urgently seeking the Lord thy God, don't you know he got your back? Because he's going to use you for his purpose. No matter what they got going on, no matter what they say, hallelujah, glory to God, you present your body holy unto him. You got to be holy. It says, nothing but the righteous shall see God. Remember that song? I know y'all heard it. Hallelujah. They used to sing it all the time. Nothing but the righteous shall see God. So you got to live a righteous lifestyle. That's where we are now. Come on. Get it right. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on to verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, be not conformed to the world thinking, but let the word of God transform your mind. You know, sometimes you just think what you want to think, be what you want to be. Glory to God. You think you're the Adams family and you can do what you want to do. No, you ain't the Adams family. They did what they want to do and wherever, whenever they got ready. No, you ain't the Adam family. Holy to God. He said, take every thought into captivity. So you know something. Well, hold up. I'm going to get them told. No, you can't do that. You can't just go out there and get them told. Glory to God. The other said, well, Lord, I need your help because, Lord, I'm about to tell somebody off up in here, Lord. I need your help, God. Help me, Lord. And sometimes you have a shout out to get the help just like that. You better ask somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't say really what you want to say. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He said, don't be transformed to the world thinking. The world system will tell you, go ahead, cuss them out. Get them told. Tell them what you want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, there's a way to talk to somebody and tell them whatever you want them to know without cursing them out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let the word transform your mind. When you read the word and read the Bible every day, it will transform your mind. Because guess what? You're going to be meditating. You're going to be thinking. For me, I meditate and I think on what I've read. Sometimes I have nothing on. I don't want to hear no noise. I just want to hear Jesus. I don't want to hear not nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I don't see how you sit in that house. And I'm not sitting here with nothing. I'm listening so he can download to me what he want me to say and feed his people. What he want me to do when I go out in the hedges and the highways and compare the loss. I want to make sure I win them and not lose them. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm doing. He's doing a download. Now, let me tell you something. That takes discipline. Hallelujah. Everybody can't do that because they're so used to noise and shouting and basketball and football, hallelujah, and apple pie and Chevrolet. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. So they can't get their mind, transformed and renewed because that's all they want to do. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. You know, there's some, amen, glory to God, that you just can't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Oh, you going to hold up. Wait a minute. I know, you know, you don't have to tell me. I know. But you know what? You have to be willing to hear what other people have to say also. You know, you have, like we talk about, you catching a fish, amen, before you can clean them, hallelujah. You got to listen to what they have to say. I know you're a woman of God. I understand that. I know you're a prophet of God. I understand that. But that don't make me no more, amen, than you are. That don't make me, amen, so great. Some people think they're so highly up there that you can't touch them, hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you can't tell me nothing about the Bible. I know the Bible. Well, what are you living? You know, it's dangerous to know it. And you saying you know it, you're going to be held accountable. Said, oh, I know. When you say I know, then understand. Now, he's going to hold you accountable for that you know. And you said you know, hallelujah. He's going to hold you accountable for that. So don't think you're no more better than nobody else. It's okay. But be able to listen and hear what they're saying. You know, a lot of times confirmation comes. You could be saying, well, Lord, I need some confirmation, Lord. I need confirmation. Then when he said it, oh, I know. No, hold up. Wait a minute. Give him time to speak. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he's bringing confirmation to you about what you asked for. He said, Lord, I want to know this, and I want to know. I said, Lord, oh, this is what I need you to do. Okay, and then he'll bring the confirmation to me. Many times he did it, hallelujah, through other people. I remember I said, okay, now, Lord, you're telling me to tell this person to do this, right? Glory to God. I said, okay, all right then. And I didn't say anything else. I said, all right. So I just let it go. I didn't say nothing else. And I said, okay, now, if they say it to me, then, Lord, I will bring it up at that time. You know, you just have to wait on God's time and he'll do it. And guess what? They brought it up to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when they did say this, I said, you know what? The Lord was laying on my heart for you to do this. Amen. And now that you brought it up, I'm going to tell you. Okay. And then when I told them, amen, what it was, and they were glad to do what I asked, what God was asking them to do. And when they did it, it was what he was telling me to do and them to do. So both of us were in compliance with what God wanted us to do. Hallelujah. Because sometimes he'll tell you to give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he'll tell you how much. I said, well, Lord, this is what I was going to do. He said, this ain't what I want you to do. Hallelujah. I said, okay, well, what do you want me to do? And so I did what he asked me to do. And so the other person gave the same amount that he had told me to give. And that's when I know that we were on the right track. Glory to God. So you gotta sit. You got to listen. Don't always think you know more than anybody. And by all means, don't ever think you know more than your leaders, because they done been around a couple of blocks, amen, over in Maryland and Mississippi and New Orleans and all them places, glory to God, done dealt with a whole lot of demons and stuff, hallelujah. And they could tell you how to cast them babies out, hallelujah, glory to God, the little bitty ones, the big ones, and all that. Them that think they coming and oversize you and try to overpower you, they can tell you. So don't think you know more than they do. Amen. Let's move on to verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. You know, every part of your body amen, that's connected to you, it has a purpose, right? And so everyone that's connected, amen, to us, it has a purpose. That don't make no one no more than you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me just say, for instance, if you are the best, hallelujah, at ushering at the back door, then do so. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead and read this, and we're going to talk about it. So we being many are one, body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts, deferring according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching. Let's move on to verse 8, and we're going to talk about it, amen. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. You know, whatever your gift is, do it. You don't have to worry about that, hallelujah. Just do what you do until God will raise you to another level, hallelujah. You know, amen, some people may have that gift of giving. They love to give. They just give. You know, if people ask them to give, they'll give. Well, that's okay. Then that's what you do. Everybody is wanted in the Christ, amen. Everybody's wanted in Christ. Hallelujah. And every gift, amen, will be used. No, come on now. It doesn't matter. There are people who can just talk you up. Amen. Next thing you know, when you leave them, hey, you'll be riding high, living large and in charge. There are some that will bring you down also. So then I tell you to run the other way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just don't do it. But if there are those that can exhort you and help you out, well, you know what? You did awesome. It was just awesome. God moved in you. Amen. You know, God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? Some will come. Well, you know what? I just don't feel it. But you don't walk by your feelings. You walk by faith. Glory to God. And you know he's an awesome God. Then you begin to tell him, amen, how good God is and how he brought you up and took you out, amen, and brought you off drugs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How it didn't take long. You went to a service one night and you had, amen, the taste of the drugs taken from your mouth in one service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How he brought you out. Glory to God. You know JJ over there, hallelujah, that was not who God wanted you to be with and didn't want you to marry. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you know what? He was abusive, and God had to deliver me. Listen, glory to God, whoever that is, amen. Listen, you don't have to stay in abusive relationships. Hallelujah. Because you know what? Some people don't make it. You know, that's just a fact. So don't do it. Don't do it. If you're in an abusive relationship, then I say to you, amen, glory to God, leave. Hallelujah. Because God loves you and he wants you, amen, in the kingdom of God. So, amen, you know, you got to count it all joy. It's okay. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody use you as their punching bag. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 9, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. You know what? You got to learn how to walk away from some of the evil stuff that comes. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, God shouldn't have made that woman and, you know, and I just wanted her. Nah, you don't have to do that, sir. You don't have to do that. Ma'am, you do not have to do that. Glory to God. If you see them coming, amen, with the red lipstick, hallelujah, with the halter top on, with the short mini skirt on, with the fishnets, you better run the other way. Hallelujah. You got to hold on to that's good. Hallelujah. You got to shun that that's evil, because guess what? He's going to look back and he's going to say, hold up, wait a minute. Didn't I tell you not to go over there, but you went anyway? And you're going to say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yes, okay, but he told you not to go. Now you've got to repent, amen, hallelujah. So why not just run, hallelujah. Let's move on. Let love be without dissimulation. Honor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Let's move to verse 10. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one to another. Amen, you got to show people love. Amen. If you don't have the love of God in your heart, then, you know, you're not going to, chances are you're not going to give it to anybody else. Hallelujah. You can't give what you ain't got. A lot of times people try to give what they don't have. But you got to learn how to give the love that, amen, that God gave you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you know what? If you don't have, amen, the love in you, the love of God, you know, some people say that they love God. Hallelujah, but they do not love, amen, their neighbor. But you cannot love, Amen. You've got to love everybody. If you ain't got it, ask God to give it to you. Glory to God. Because he will. He will share it with you. My God, my God. And he'll show you how to love. And some people are hard to love, but you still got to love them anyway. I don't care what they did to you. I don't care how they did it, when they did it, who they did. It don't matter. You still got to learn to love them. Hallelujah. You can hate the ways that they have, but then you can pray for them that God will turn them around and give them that love. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to have that agape love. No matter what they did, I'm going to love them anyway. No matter how they showed out, I'm going to love them. But that don't mean you got to hang around them, but you still got to love them. Hallelujah. And forgive them and keep it moving. Because don't mess around and cut off what God has given you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't want to stop your blessings and stop your flow and stop him from downloading to you. Well, hold up. You ain't got no love. You got hate in your heart. I can't use you with all that mess. Hallelujah. You got to come wholeheartedly. You got to let me clean you up. Amen. And admit it. So, Lord, you know what? They did me wrong, Lord. And I'm about, I tell you what. So come on now. Glory to God. Allow him to get it out of you. But you got to present it to him. He knows it. But if you don't tell it, hallelujah, he don't know it. Amen. He's not going to do it. He know it's in there, but if you don't let him say, Lord, go ahead, take it out. He ain't going to mess with it. Hallelujah. He going to let you go right on, amen, with all that that you got bundled up in you. Let's move on to verse 12. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. You can't be lazy when it comes to serve the Lord. You know, okay, I'm going to wait a minute. I'm going to come to prayer, amen. I'm going to get on there about right on time, amen, hallelujah. I'm gonna get on. I'm gonna go into church about right on time. Whenever they get ready, they get through with all that and taking up the collections. You know, amen. I used to go to church, and when I go, amen, hallelujah. Right now, you know, we're not going. We're online churches, amen. With the pandemic and everything, and some people would just wait till they do the offering, and then they'll come in, hallelujah, my God. And then you think they will say, well, hold up, I didn't put my offering in there, glory to God. They wouldn't do that. The some would just want to wait until they had took up the offering and then come in the door, glory to God, hallelujah, my God. But you can't be slothful when it comes to serving the Lord, hallelujah. Whatever time you're supposed to be there on time, be ready, hallelujah. Have your mind in one place. On one accord, so the Holy Ghost can fall down, amen, on that place, so there can be a deliverance in that service, hallelujah, so it won't make it so hard for the apostles and the pastors and the prophets and the people, amen, to receive, hallelujah, so it won't make it so hard, hallelujah, glory to God, for people to get deliverance, hallelujah, because the presence of the Lord is here, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on, verse 13, dispersing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. You know, hospitality means just plain giving. Hallelujah. You know, I know they're talking about, you know, the pandemic. I hear this a lot. You know, I hear them say, well, pandemic, you know, and people ain't got no money. Hallelujah. They say they ain't got. They say they don't have. They say they ain't got no money. That's what they're saying. But, amen, I've been in the stores. Amen. And I don't see them quit buying myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody buying something. Hallelujah. Because the buggies be full, so somebody got some money somewhere. Hallelujah. You know, what I've always learned, one thing about it, people are going to spend money, amen, and they're spending it in what they want to spend it in. That's the truth. That's just the way it is. It's theirs. They have the right to do it. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. Let's move on. 13, 14, I'm not going to go there. Bless them which persecute you, and bless and curse not. Well, listen, you know, there are people who are going to persecute you. You don't have to curse them, you know, but you can ask God, Lord, I need you to bless them, Lord. Bless them in such a mighty way, Lord God, that you give them, amen, the insight on how they need to treat people. That's what you're doing, hallelujah. You ain't saying, Lord, bless them with something physical, amen, some natural stuff. You're asking him to bless them, Lord God, so they can get all that hatred out of their heart, Lord. Bless them, Lord, so they can stop doing people wrong, you know. Bless them, Lord God. That's what you're blessing them for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So they can come on up and stop doing things that's not like God. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on. 15. Rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Glory to God. you know, you got to relearn how to rejoice in the Lord and rejoice in the Lord always. And again, he said, I say rejoice. Can you rejoice, amen, when things are going wrong? You know, and then you feel sorry for those, amen, that's having a hard time. You say, Lord, I do, Lord. I feel sorry for that family that's going through, Lord God, this hard time. But then that's when you began to pray for them. And if you can supply some of the things that they need, then do that. Hallelujah. And you know it. But you know what? Some people know it, and they pray for them, but they won't even lift a hand and try to say, well, you know what? I got plenty. I got more than enough, Lord, so I'm going to run this over here to them. Lord, come on now. We got to get to that place where we don't get stingy. Hallelujah. Because guess what? God don't like stingy people. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you that right now. Hallelujah. So you got to be able to be a giver. Hallelujah. Even in your tithes. Let me tell you, your tenth belongs to your local church. Amen. But guess what? Whatever you decide to give, amen, then you can give it and sow seeds in good places. Hallelujah. So it'll make a return. Don't just sow them. Amen. Don't just throw them. Hallelujah. But sow them in a good place so you can get a return on your seed. Let's move on. Verse 16. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condense. To men of low estate, be not wise in your own conceit. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. You got to learn, hallelujah. You got to make friends. You got to learn how to make friends, hallelujah. You can't be so high-minded that you ain't no earthly good. You know, well, I know the Spirit of the Lord. You ain't got to tell me. I know the Bible. Glory to God. And then every time you turn around, you know, this one coming against me, that one coming against me, this one coming against me. Sometimes people don't even think about us. Glory to God. What they be trying to do, be trying to make you mad and get off track. Well, that's the devil's job. Hallelujah. So don't get off track. Yes, I'm okay. I'm good. How you doing? Learn how to speak to everybody. If they don't speak, then don't worry about it. I was with my niece, amen, and we were, amen, going in the store, and I was speaking to some people, and my niece said, Auntie, do you know them? I said, no. She said, Auntie, you don't know? I said, no, I'm just speaking. She said, Auntie, you speak to everybody. I said, well, I'm not responsible, amen, if they speak back, but I am responsible, amen, for how I'm supposed to act, amen. And mostly everybody that I spoke to, they spoke back. She said, she said, they don't do that down there. I said, well, we do it here. I said, you'll get some sometimes that won't say nothing when you speak, but guess what? It don't matter, because if I release, amen, glory to God, just how you doing today and everything, glory to God, you just never know how that's going to turn that thing around, glory to God. If I release, well, you know, come on up. You know, it's okay. You can go ahead and get in front of me. It's all right. You never know what that'll do for a person's day, hallelujah, because, you know, some people just don't do that. Glory to God. I told her, I said, that's just the way I am. I said, it don't even matter. I don't even care. You have to get to the point where you don't care, but you got to learn how to make friends, because if you're in ministry, hallelujah, and if you're not, if you're just a person, amen, that if you're just that person that likes to give, it don't matter, hallelujah. You're saved, amen. You got that Holy Ghost power. Come on, hallelujah. It's the same. You got to learn how to make friends, hallelujah. And to make friends, you got to show yourself friendly. Don't always be on the defensive end. If somebody says something to you, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me today. I don't want nothing to do with you. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. What did you chew for breakfast this morning? Did you chew some nails or thumbtacks? Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 17. Hallelujah. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. And so, you know what? Don't, you know, if somebody did you wrong, then you say, oh, I'm going to get them back. No, you can't do that, glory to God. You can't do evil for evil. You know, you got to, they done did evil to you, then guess what? You're going to stamp out their evil by doing good unto them. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 18. If it be possible, as much as needed, in you live peaceably with all men. He said, if it be possible, live peacefully with all men. Sometimes you have to, if you can't live peace with them, you got to move away. You got to step away. Hallelujah. Don't let them bring you down. Glory to God. Because sometimes when they bring you down, hallelujah, it's hard sometimes to get back up. You'll be wondering, Lord, what's going on, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I know this ain't me. I shouldn't be feeling like this, and I shouldn't be living like this. Everybody come along, amen, you snap it. Hallelujah, you ain't happy. Glory to God. Help me, Lord, because I don't want to live like that. Hallelujah. Like you've been chewing on nails and thumbtacks. Good God Almighty, let's move on. And dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Glory to God, my God. You see what he's saying? He shall heap coals of fire on his head. You know, if you do good, then guess what? Hallelujah. Oh, my God. That goodness is going to rub off. Thinking about, well, you know, I did them wrong, and I always did this. Hallelujah to him, and glory to God. And now, guess what? Huh. I'm reaping what I sowed. And then, you know, they won't, may not never come back and tell you. But it's okay. Just know that God is in control. Glory to God. And he will send them back sometimes. And sometimes, guess what? He may tell you, well, you ain't got to worry about it. I done took care of that situation. Amen. Glory to God. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I want God to release some stuff. Hallelujah. Over the airwaves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're living in the last days. And I want all these souls on this line to be saved. I want you to be brought out of your darkness into your marvelous light, glory to God, so you can walk upright, you can talk right, let your conversations be holy unto the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord God, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, we speak holiness on this land, oh God, oh my God, if no one, Lord God, has received you on today, Lord God, we're going to come against that spirit, Lord God, that's trying to block them, it's not them, Lord God, but it's the principalities, my God, in the dark places, in the name of Jesus. Let them have an ear to hear what you're saying in these last and evil days, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bring them out of that place, God. Oh, my God, of Lord of honor, they get in, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, thinking that the world system is right. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, thinking that they can live, Lord God. Oh, my God, straddle the fence, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray for every deacon, Lord God. I pray for every pastor, Lord. I pray on this line in the name of Jesus that you snatch them back in their place, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to come out of that dark place and begin to walk up right and talk right, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That they begin to go out and tell others about Jesus Christ. Lord, let the light shine on them, Lord, because they've been walking in a dark place, Lord God. They've been in a dark pit, wondering why souls aren't coming. In the name of Jesus, because you fell out of your place right now in the name of Jesus, I snatch you back out of your in your place right now in the name of Jesus. You shall not dwell in that place anymore. My Lord, you used to be a mighty man, hallelujah, a mighty woman of God, and you allow the tricks of the enemy to pull you, over to the north side, glory to God, but that's just not where God wants you. It's not what he wants you to do. It's not what he wants you to be. Oh, my God, right now in the name of Jesus, I say, come forth and walk in your ministry. Come forth and walk back in that place where he's calling you to right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. No more walking on that north side. Hallelujah. On that north side is nothing but trouble. And if you keep going down that road, hallelujah, oh, my God, there's death. Oh, glory to God, spiritual death. So I want you to come back and walk on the side, on that righteous side, that right style of living right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, we praise your heavenly name on high, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every saint and every ain't, Lord, raise them up even higher, Lord God, in this season, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. My God, oh Lord God. Lord, there's someone that needs their thinking changed. So Lord, I ask you, Lord, to show them what scriptures to read, Lord God, to change their thinking, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They've been thinking so long in the world, Lord God. Now they're wrapped up and tied up in the world system. So I say, snatch them out of that dark place. Snatch them out right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. While they're roaming around their house, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Give them a word, Lord God. A word, Lord God, that can go to the word of God and read it. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. That they'll come out, Lord God. And they'll come out like pure gold. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I hear him say, touch not now my anointed and do my prophets no harm. In the name of Jesus. So I'm telling you now, be careful about putting your mouth on God's people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't believe, don't come to this land. Glory to God. Because if you don't, hallelujah, glory to God, stop putting your mouth on God's people. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You know, hallelujah, he put that there for a reason. I can hear you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't come to this line. It's his best. If you don't want to hear me, then don't come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I speak, I beseech you. The urgency, hallelujah, not to do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because there are repercussions for coming against God's people. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He said, even those that you think, hallelujah, that says that they are anointed, don't touch them. Glory to God. We are chosen by God and not you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every spirit, Lord, that tries to keep us, Lord God, from going to the next level on each and every show, Lord God. Move every obstacle out of the way. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, good God Almighty, every man, woman, boy, and girl that wants to come up in the ministry, oh, God, reach out and grab them, Lord God, and take them, Lord God, in your arm, Lord, and let them know this is what I want you to do. This is where I want you to be. I come against, Lord God, that lustering spirit right now in the spirit realm, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord, let them think soberly. Let them think on good things, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, my God. Let them change their thinking, Lord God, to turn it around, Lord, and feed them, Lord God, your word of God. So the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It'll cut away everything that's not like him. In the name of Jesus, raise them up, Lord God. Raise the men up in these last and evil days, Lord, to be the head and not the tail, to walk above and not beneath, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. My God, my God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you glory, oh God. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You know God works, hallelujah, in mysterious ways. Yes, he do. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. The reason it says it, tell me. Oh, my God. God is working on you now. You don't even know what's going on. Hallelujah. I encourage you to hook up. Hallelujah. Get connected to some people who can really tell you who is not scared. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you know some are scared to touch some demon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't go to nobody that you know scared. Hallelujah. Get someone whom you know ain't scared. They'll come against them in a minute and cast them out. Hallelujah. They'll show you, hallelujah, what God wants you to do and how he wants you to do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hear him say, be transformed by the word of God. Hallelujah. Continue to read his word daily. Hallelujah. You know, I was talking about prioritizing. You know, just read one scripture. Hallelujah. Yes, when you start off as a little bitty babe. But if you're old, you know, how should the family call them? Old knots. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, one scripture ain't enough. You ought to move past one scripture by now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You ought to be doing a work, hallelujah, in the ministry, hallelujah, and not just be a bitch presser. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because he wants to do a great thing. He wants to do a great work, hallelujah, in you, God, hallelujah. You know, that song, God is doing a great work. He is doing a great work, hallelujah, for those that will let him do that great work in them. Some won't let it because they say, I ain't ready. You better get ready. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You see the signs of times. Oh, my God. My God. Look at the way the weather is going. And they talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. Hallelujah. Being released. You better get ready. Hallelujah. You better put on your traveling shoes for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Be transformed by the word. allow him to use you for his benefit, hallelujah, not the devil, glory to God, but for his benefit, amen, hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve an on time God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave a show, hallelujah, without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I repent for every sin that I have committed, every thought that wasn't like you. Hey, glory to God. Oh, my God. Lord God, I repent for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood-washed, born believer, covered under the blood. Get in your Bible-believing church. Glory to God, where the word is being taught, and live. Live for Jesus, hallelujah. Walk in his word, hallelujah. Be transformed by the word of God. Be transformed and renewed and have a renewed mind in the word of God. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Before I leave the show, I want to make sure, amen, that you don't forget to go over and the next 30 minutes, Minister Elaine Jackson be coming up the hour of power and show her some love. You know, we're all under the same umbrella. God is moving in his direction, not ours. He's moving in his direction. So I encourage you to go over and hear Minister Elaine Jackson that's coming up next, a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. We serve an awesome God, hallelujah. And be like I say again, I hear it again, amen. Be transformed. Let the word renew your mind when you read it. Meditate on it. Whatever scripture you read, hallelujah, meditate on it so it can, and ask God to show you how you can apply it to your everyday life for it to work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he will. You know, he's only a phone call away. He said, if you ask, hey, if you knock, amen, the door will be open, you know, and seek and you shall find. Hallelujah. He ain't gone nowhere. Hallelujah. He's still there. But the thing is, are you seeking? Are you asking? Are you knocking? You're knocking on everybody's door, amen, 12 o'clock at night, hallelujah. My God, good God Almighty, the phone, maybe 12, 1, 2 o'clock at night, but are you knocking on his door? Say, Lord, I want you. Open the door, Lord, and let me in. Oh, my God, ha, my Lord. Oh, glory to God, good God Almighty. Amen, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and get off. I'm going to do the benediction. And I want you, like I said, make sure you go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Amen. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and ever. Amen. Amen. We will see you back on next week. Hallelujah. Remember to continue to read the word of God. Meditate day and night, and you shall have success. Amen.